This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, good morning. Happy Monday. It is Corey Myers sitting in for Brian Shackman. Once again, just love being here in the morning for Brian and company. I have gotten asked when I inquire to friends and colleagues when I'm not filling in, hey, I'm going to fill in again in the future. What do you think I should talk about? What do you want me to touch on? And more times than I can even tell you, I've heard the M word. Menopause. So that is a topic that we're going to touch on this morning with Dr. Lenora Williams from UConn OBGYN. Good morning, doctor. Thank you for coming on.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Thank you for joining me this morning. So thanks to, I guess, some celebrities like Halle Berry, she's been very vocal about how come nobody's talking about menopause. This wonderful woman I follow on Facebook, Melanie Sanders, who created the We Do Not Care Club. So for all the people, all the women going through perimenopause and menopause, I love her. Where are we with it? Like, are we starting to take it seriously now?
I think menopause has started to get its voice. And yes, people are now starting to take it very seriously. This is a natural process that all women will go through if they're blessed to live long enough.
That's a good point. Okay, so here is where I'm conflicted. I ended up having a birth defect in my heart that they found, and I had open heart surgery about 4 years ago. I'm wonderful now. I'm great. I feel fantastic. It was serious, but it fixable, right? So here I am. And every time I would go to my cardiologist in the last 4 years, I'd be like, dude, menopause, miserable, help me. And he'd be like, no, you can't take anything because of the heart. How do we as women help ourselves in menopause, yet still take care of our heart, being that it's the number one killer of women?
Well, so, you know, in terms of individual situations, those things are best discussed with healthcare providers. But there are several options in addressing menopausal symptoms. The gold standard would be hormone replacement with estrogen, and if a woman still has her uterus, a progesterone. But there are also effective non-hormonal options. However, estrogen is going to provide more bang for your buck. It helps to preserve cardiovascular health. It helps to reduce your risk of dying of cardiovascular disease, which you've already indicated is the number one killer of women. It helps to prevent osteoporosis. It helps to treat those women who have premature ovarian insufficiency, either naturally or due to a surgical procedure. And it also helps to address genitourinary syndrome with menopause. Those are the four FDA-approved indications for hormone therapy. But there are also non-hormone therapy options. There is a new medication, Veozah, and probably another one coming out on the market soon that are not hormonal and that are likely safe for most women to take.
Are those the ones that help with the night sweats and hot flashes?
Yes, the night sweats and hot flashes, yes, those.
So I have not entered that point yet, but I'm at the point where I can't remember my own name. Like, I don't like that. I used to be, pretty sharp and on the ball. I'm exhausted 24/7. Are these hormones or the ones that are not hormonal, or even I've heard of bioidentical hormones, are those going to help with those symptoms?
So let me just say a quick thing about bioidentical. Bioidentical is largely a marketing term. And those hormones that often are compounded are not FDA approved for hormone therapy in menopausal women. There's a misconception that the bioidentical hormones are somehow more natural and safer than the hormones that I can write a prescription for. That it couldn't be any further from the truth. I can write a prescription for estradiol, 17-beta estradiol, or micronized progesterone that's virtually identical to what the body produces and what is compounded. The disadvantage is that in the products that are prescribed that you can pick up in your local Walgreens or CVS, you know, there are there's safety information in those products that you may not be getting in your compounded preparations. Also, there is standardization in those things that have been FDA approved that you may not necessarily get in items that are compounded.
Now, how long does the average woman have to take hormones if she decides to do that to treat menopausal symptoms?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, there is no age cutoff as long as there are no contraindications for a woman to continue. There also is the misconception that a hormone therapy should be stopped at age 65, and that's not true. Hormone therapy can be continued beyond age 65 as long as there are no contraindications for the woman to do that. There also is a misconception that once you no longer have symptoms that you are aware of, like the hot flashes, the night sweats, the sleep disturbance, that you are no longer menopausal and therefore no longer can derive benefit from the hormone therapy. And that's not true. Once we have that final menstrual period, we are menopausal for the rest of our lives. We may not necessarily be plagued by most bothersome symptoms.
Oh, my God! What? The rest of our lives? I didn't know that.
That's not a bad thing.
We need to dispel that
the negativity that is surrounding menopause. It's not a negative thing.
It's not. Oh, bless your heart. I want to believe you, but again,
it's a natural process. It's a natural process.
I know, but when I'm trying to get out of bed, I can't get out of bed because I'm so tired, you know? It doesn't seem natural. It seems unnatural.
It seems unfair, maybe, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a very, very valid point. Very valid. I also find that I'm not the only one that needs education on menopause. I feel like the people around me do, too. I know my children live on social media, and every time I find a menopause video, I send it to them because I really think my teenagers need to understand what I'm going through.
I think in general, we all need to understand better. Lay people, your teenagers, your significant other. That's really important that we educate people who are living with us regarding what we are going through so that, you know, they can give us some grace.
Oh, there is not enough grace, let me say. Oh, gosh. We're going to talk about this again. Excuse me, Dr. Lenora Williams, UConn OBGYN. You have been amazing. I am now going to have a discussion about hormone therapy or something else with my doctor. And I appreciate your time and your expertise. Will you come on again when I'm on?
Absolutely. I will come on again. And I just want to mention something about window of benefit. If women are considering hormone replacement therapy, there's a window of benefit before age 60 and less than 10 years from the final menstrual period. So if you're in your 40s, this is a good time to start having that discussion with your healthcare providers regarding hormone therapy.
Oh, excellent. See, gosh, such good information. Dr. Williams, thank you so much for being with me this morning on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.